Hope you had a fabulous weekend. No, I did. Tom, if any of our listeners think they've got some drama in their family, I guarantee you they cannot top the Jacksons.
Oh, no.
Guarantee you. I broke a story last night where the executives of the Jackson estate have barred a number of Michael Jackson's siblings from the California home where their mom lives with his three children. Because of all the drama the last 2 weeks, they couldn't figure out where she was. Randy Jackson and any of his children, Janet Jackson, Rebe Jackson, any of her children, Jermaine, his wife, any of his children, Janice Smith, who actually was an aide to Katherine Jackson, or, quote, anyone else who was involved in the recent events that led to Mrs. Jackson's separation from an inability to communicate with the children, cannot come to the house. And also, Joe cannot come to the house. Howard Mann, who is suing the estate, cannot come to the house. Now, what's interesting is they also lay out who can come, and that is Tito, Marlon, Jackie, their spouses, security, and the staff. They can all come to the home there. But the email that was sent from the estate to TJ Jackson's attorney did not say LaToya. She was not mentioned at all in this email. Also, we've all seen the numbers saying that Katherine Jackson, $70,000 was allocated to her each month for anything the kids need. Well, I was told by a strong source that it's actually $70,000 a month per child.
Whoa.
That actually goes a total of $210,000 per month. So you have that going on. Now, the estate, they tried to fight back last night by saying, well, that's not necessarily true. Some things are really not accurate. I said, well, fine. Do you still control it? And here's the deal. The estate, Tom, they are paying for the lease on the house where Katherine Jackson lives. They also are paying for the security. So since they are paying for the estate, they essentially get to determine. The estate is paying for the home. They get to determine, frankly, who comes and goes. And so then they say, well, you know, they try to say, well, it's not really true. But the bottom line is they would not answer my questions as to whether or not that order has been rescinded. Lots of crazy drama. If you look at today's New York Post, they lay out why Janet, what has happened with her, why she's back in this whole deal.
Yeah,
of course, you
why?
Know, a letter. Well, because they lay out that, frankly, she's fearful. She is going to have to now support Randy, Jermaine, and other siblings now that Michael is dead because the estate's not getting off any money whatsoever.
Had
now,
she been paying some of their bills?
Has paid some of their bills, but her deal is, you know, what's going to happen? A source I talked to also had already told me that's a huge fear. So it's just true craziness that's going on there. Now what's happening is TJ, TJ Jackson has the guardianship of the kids, and so he's trying to go for full involvement. So him and Katherine have this a sharing arrangement. And so it boils down to simple money. I was told point blank that Jermaine and Randy did ask the estate to pay for their child support because when Michael was alive, Michael often would do that. Well, the estate has no obligation to pay their child support because the estate is all about Katherine Jackson as well as the three kids. That's now, the 20% of the estate that goes to Katherine, when she passes, she can't determine who that money goes to. Michael made clear that money will be split among the three children.
And that's why they want to get in there now.
That's what you have going on. So I was also told that Katherine is trying to purchase that home where she currently lives. So the estate the executors cannot determine who gets to come and go and things along those lines. So when you hear Randy and Jermaine talk about the involvement in the state determining affairs of their mother, that is true because they can make certain decisions since they are fronting and paying other bills like the lease as well as security on the home.
$210,000.
Did they tell you why this all started with Miss Katherine going off mysteriously? How this all, what was behind
it? It all started because of the issue of the money, trying to get control of that.
But did
and
they,
trying
did
to
they,
overturn the wheel.
Did they whisk her away? Did she... What was behind all of that?
Remember, I talked to Marlon. Randy lied to several family members saying where their mother was. And so you had a schism right there between certain siblings as well. And so it is very clear, like the letter states, that Randy, Jermaine, Reeby, Janet, they're all on one side. And then you have the rest of the family members on another side.
It's the white Jacksons versus the black Jacksons.
My money's this on makes, the white Jacksons.
This makes Dynasty look like truly like just fiction.
22-22.